אני נדנוי מגני דוג, נבי קווה אין דייה. אינגי פיטשן דן גדנוי וננן הג'נא ג'וי דו קונגוג, וג'בוי מותד יגמה אין דייק. This is Nabik, and greetings everyone. I'm here to speak about our language a little bit and give you some tools to use to speak more Ojibwe in your households. Let's get started. Jai gogo ngi majita shindan and inyo ikiduanan gego mekigade genema uya eindat. So I've been talking about things that are commonly found in people's households. And so this is what I'm going to talk about some more today. At someone's living room. So the room itself, and we've talked about this in earlier presentations, a living room would be called abiwigamik. Abiwigamik. So when you're talking about in the living room, it would be abiwigamigung, in the living room. Okay. Now, this is, I mean, it's a weird concept because we didn't really have living rooms back in the day. So this, this translation into Ojibwemon is kind of anglicized or whatever, however you want to say that. Abiwigamig, abiwigamigung. So what are some of the things that are found in someone's living room? So we're going to just do some vocab building here, and then in our next one, we'll do some exercising of how to use these words. So let's get the stuff out of the way first. So usually the first thing you're going to see in someone's living room is a couch. A couch Ojibwe mong. How could we call a couch in Ojibwe? And this is one way. And remind yourself all the time, all of these phrasings and stuff that you're learning from me are one way that it can be said, and there are millions. So every time you learn a new word for something, use it. It's okay to have more than one word describing things. None of the Ojibwemon that you're going to be hearing from our first speakers is wrong. You can bank on that stuff, and the more they give you, it's not like English where you have one word, this couch, it means couch. Well, I guess that's not even true in English because you can have a couch, you can have a sofa, you can have, I don't even know what else they call it, but there are multiple words talking about things. Ojibwemon is not different than that. We have different words describing different kinds of things. So never be afraid to know more than one way to say things, because all it does is make you stronger in your language and give you a better understanding of how our grandpas and grandmas see the world around us. So, talking about couch, one word you can use is ginwako apabiwin. Ginwako apabiwin. So we're talking about apabiwin is a chair. Ginwako apabiwin is a long chair. Ginwa magategego is it's longer. Ginwako apabiwin. So that's a couch. If you're gonna say to the couch, at the couch, on the couch, ginwako apabiwining. You just put ing on the end. So you're telling somebody sit on the couch. Namadabin ginwako apabiwining. Or ginwako apabiwining namadabin. Sit on the couch. Or sit at the couch. Or sit to the couch. However you want to say that in English. So there are other chairs in there. And what I choose to call them is just a pubbywin. A chair. Or if it's bigger, I suppose you could say chi a pubbywin. A bigger chair. You could call them so many different things, but a puppy win is a chair, whatever. That works just fine. There's so many different kinds of chairs these days. Nukijia a puppy win, a soft chair you could use. But a puppy win will work for all of them. So, and when you're talking about on a chair, to a chair, at the chair, you would just put ing, a puppy winning. Gada namadapa puppy winning, sit on the chair. Okay, so other things that you find would be a table, and you can use the word Adupuines is a small table. It could be an end table. It could be a coffee table. You could just use adupuin. Adupuin would be just a table. So all of those, if you're talking about on the table, to the table, at the table, adupuinesing, at the little table, on the little table, or adupuining, on the table, at the table, that kind of thing. So you can tell them, adupuining atun gemashgemut, put your bag on the table, if they brought something with them or whatever. Adupuining or adupuinesing. More often than not these days, we're going to find a television in the living room. And a television can be called Mazanate Sichigan. Mazanate Sichigan. That would be a television. So if you're talking about something that's on the television, in the television, at the television, whatever. Mazanate Sichiganing. Mazanate Sichiganing. So, and these days, again, with our new fancy schmancy televisions, we're going to find a remote control. And here's one way we can call a remote control. Andabikinigans. Andabikinigans. And that would be a remote control. Andabikinigansing would be on the remote, to the remote, at the remote, by the remote, all that stuff. There might be a lamp. Wazakanenjigan. Wazakanenjigan. Wazakanenjigan is a lamp. And Wazakanenjiganan would be more than one lamp. Wazakanenjiganan. So if you're talking about by the lamp, near the lamp. Wazakanenjiganing. Wazakanenjiganing. And you could also find drapery. So drapes could be called gibiginigannan. Gibiginigannan. And gibiginigan would be one drape. Gibiginigannan would be more than one. Gibiginigan. Gibiginigannan. Drapery. There could be a photograph of some sort. Mazanakizun. Mazanakizun. Or a drawing of something. Mazinibiigan. Mazinibiigan. This could also be used to describe a painting. Mazinibiigan. Mazinibiigan. A light switch. Biskakone bijigan. Biskakone bijigan. Biskakone bijiganan would be light switches. Okay, so we've ran through a lot of different words for objects found in there. We also need to know, you know, when we talk about possession of things, that there are little syllables we can put on front of these words that make it my couch, your couch, his chair, whatever. So we're going to talk about that next time, but really quickly, if like it's a puppy win and you're talking about my chair, Nin the puppy win. Nin the puppy win. Your chair. Gid the puppy win. Gid the puppy win. Or his chair. O the puppy win. O the puppy win. So all these things, it's either ne for mine, ge for yours, or o for his or hers. So you can kind of throw those in front of these. Like, and we're going to talk about how you use those to talk about, man, I really like your picture. I really like your television. It's nice, all that kind of stuff. Or saying, this is my drawing. Or, is this your coffee table? I don't know. But we're going to talk about that next time. So stay tuned. Miigwech aapichi bizindawyeg. Pegishwidu kago yego oki tishindaman. Mi-ew.